Well, let's take a little moment to pray and ask for God's help before we think about his word. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, please help us to hear your word and receive your word and believe your word. For we ask this in your name. Amen. Well, it really is great to see so many of our families connected to Boys and Girls Brigade and wider here with us today. It's great to see the pews so full of young people who are part of our company. So good to see you here. And what I've heard from your officers or seen at display nights and such like is that you've had a pretty busy year with Girls and Boys Brigade. Has it been a busy year? You've been kept busy? Has it been a lot of fun? Has it been a lot of fun?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. Has it also been hard work? Have they put you through their paces? Have you had to try new things? Okay. Well, I wonder if you're up for one more challenge this morning. Are you up for another challenge?
Yeah.
Are the company section up for another challenge? No, it's not so much. Yeah, I didn't think so. Well, tough luck. So you're about to have one. See how well you do. So I'm going to have some pictures on screen. And I want to see how many of you can either tell me what it is or how the picture is possible. So I hear the company section, juniors, you're very good at competitions. Let's see if you can keep up the standard. Okay, so here's the first one. What is this a picture of? What is this a picture of, Lauren? Nope, not a meteor. I can see why you would think that. Kind of shooting through. Another one, Daniel. A what? A rolling pin. Not a rolling pin. No. A final guess, Louise. Chalk. Oh, I see why you think chalk. No. Well, I'll tell you what it is. It is the end of a piece of spaghetti. So there you go. That's the end of a piece of spaghetti. So did you get, who got that one? Anybody? Oh, well, okay, grand. So let's not collectively enter any Boys Brigade competitions. We're not going to be on good ground here. How many bald men are in this car? Hands up if you think it's five. Hands up if you think five bald men. Okay. Hands up if you think three bald men. Hands up if you think one bald man. The right answer is one.
Yeah.
Well done. No, there is one. There is one. But it looks very similar. That's rather unfortunate, is it not? Now, is this the world's longest ever cow? Is this the longest ever cow? Or can you explain how this is possible? Can someone explain how this is possible? You want to explain it to me? Yeah? Yeah. Okay, so two cows. I think it's probably right. Two cows, one with its head out to one side and one with its tail out the other. Who said it was two cows? Yeah, some. Who went for the longest cow in the world? Okay. Right, what about this? What has someone done to this cat? Have they buried it in cement? Have they chopped off its head? How is this possible? How is this possible? Ethan? Say again?
Green screen.
Green screen. Okay, very technical answer. I don't think it is a green screen. Can someone else give me another idea, Louise? They buried the cat. You might be tempted to bury some cats, but I don't think they've buried you. Laurie, you want to give it? Say again. Not chop the head off. No. So, okay. What has happened is the cat is behind a step. And the step is the same color as the material behind it, the other step. And so it looks like the cat has been buried or chopped off or used a green screen. But actually, it's got a step, and so it's poking its head above the little step. So in all these pictures, there was something going on, but it wasn't always obvious or wasn't what it seemed. And you know, the same is true in our Bible story today. In our Bible story today, Jesus is on a journey. He's on a journey to a special festival called the Passover. And it begins with Jesus journeying towards that festival at a special city. What was the city that he was going to? Do you remember what was the city? Yeah? Yeah. Jerusalem. Well done. So he's journeying to Jerusalem. Having now been to Jerusalem, I'm not sure if this picture is accurate because I don't remember it being quite so green. But, you know, maybe it's a different time of year. So he's journeying to Jerusalem, and the people hear that Jesus is coming. They're starting to get super excited. And what do they prepare to use to greet Jesus? What were they going to greet him with? They were going to wave something and place things on people. What was it? You remember? A palm leaf, a palm branch even. So here are the palm branches. They would cut them from the trees and they would either wave them or put them on the ground as Jesus came along. Now, as Jesus gets near to Jerusalem, he's riding this donkey. He's riding a donkey. And as he comes along, the people begin to shout something. Do you know what they shouted? What words or sentences did they shout? Do you remember any of those? Do you remember one, Laura? Hosanna. Very close, very close. Hosanna, which means save us now. Do you remember anything else that they shouted in this big crowd that was around Jesus? What were they shouting? There's a few other things you could share. So they were shouting, "Here comes the King of Israel." They were so excited that who they thought the King of Israel was now coming. So they're full of excitement. And they have got these palm branches. And in another passage, we read that they took off their cloaks and put them on the ground. Now, there's one group of people who seem to be really confused about what's going on. Do you remember who was really confused about what was going on here? Do you remember? The friends of Jesus. The friends of Jesus were really confused. And so they're surrounded by all this excitement, but they're confused. They're feeling overwhelmed because we read earlier that at first his disciples did not understand all this. They didn't understand what was going on. They couldn't make sense of Jesus and what he was trying to do. And I wonder if any of us, young or in the upper generations, I wonder if any of us have ever wondered, "Jesus, what are you doing?" Or you've had a question about Jesus. Or you maybe know people who feel that way. And so I'd like to give you a moment to talk to your neighbor once the music starts. To say, you know, what questions do people have about Jesus? What questions do my family members, my friends at school, what kind of questions do they have about Jesus? See what you can come up with. And I want to give you a minute to talk with your neighbors if you feel able to do that. So over to you for a minute. Okay, sounds like a lot of ideas, and so I won't actually call them out, but I'd love to hear the kind of questions you came up with, so maybe have a conversation with me after the service. I'm sure we all have questions. I'm sure even you have questions. When I go into the primary school, and I'm talking with the boys and girls across primary 1 to primary 7, and in high schools, young people have questions. Older people have questions. It might be questions like, "Jesus, why is the world so broken, so messed up? And why can't you just fix it right now?" Or maybe, "Jesus, why did you have to go back to heaven? Because it would be so much easier if we could see you, if you were here, if we could touch you." Maybe you've got other questions. But we all have questions. And we all need a place to ask our questions. And so for you, our young people, Boys and Girls Brigade is a great place, we hope, for you to ask your questions. Come with your questions. Put your officers on the spot. Say, "What do you think about this?" And if they're not quite sure, then come have a chat. anyone of us, because we want to be a place where we can ask questions, where we can all ask questions across all different ages, because we need to have somewhere to ask our questions. Jesus is not scared of our questions. But sometimes we have a question because we want Jesus to do something and we want it to do it in our time and in our way. And, you know, the crowd was exactly the same. The crowds were saying, "Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel." They were saying, "Save us now, Jesus. Save us now. Fix this world now. Get rid of the Romans now." But, you know, Jesus actually had a bigger dream than they realized. A bigger dream that would actually disappoint some people. And it wouldn't make sense until a very special event happened. Boys and girls, what are we celebrating next weekend? If this weekend is Palm Sunday, what's next weekend, Lewis? Easter, that's right. We're celebrating Easter. And that is an incredibly important weekend. Because without Easter, what Jesus dreamt of would not be possible. Without Easter, Jesus couldn't save the world. Without Easter, Jesus couldn't begin to change the world. Easter is so important. Because of Easter, Jesus made possible what he dreamt to be. Now, what happened on the Friday of Easter? What happened on the Friday of Easter? Do you remember? What happened on the Friday? Any thoughts? John? That was Thursday. Close. So we're getting there. So what happened after the Last Supper on the Thursday? Jesus had got arrested. And then, what was next? Harris?
Jesus was crucified.
He was crucified. He died on the Friday. And then he was buried. But what happened then on the Sunday of Easter weekend? What happened on the Sunday? You forgot. Do you want to, what happened on the Sunday? Your hand was up.
He came back.
He came back. How did he come back? He rose from the dead. He became alive. Again, he didn't stay dead. And that was a great surprise. You see, the people were expecting a king who would just be like a normal king. Strong, but mean. Are any of you watching Gladiators just now? A few of you? Who are the strong, but mean gladiators? Who are the strong, but mean gladiators? Daniel? Is it Viper? Yeah, Viper. Anybody like Viper? Not so much. Not very popular. Are there any of the female gladiators that are strong but mean? Diamond? I haven't been watching it all, so I can't comment. So there are these gladiators that are strong but mean. And they were expecting the king to be like strong but mean. Special, but not really caring for more than a few people, the special people, the right people. But Jesus was more than that. You see, Jesus was a king who came on a donkey because he was a gentle, loving king. But he was also powerful because a week later, he rose from the dead to show that he had defeated sin and evil. But he was even more special than being gentle and powerful. He was also a king who sacrificed himself. He died on the cross. Not someone else. No one else took his place. He died on the cross. He gave his life. And by doing that, he made it possible for any of us to be part of that new world that he was going to make. And so whether it's at Boys and Girls Brigade, or some of our church groups and organizations, or on a Sunday morning, we want everyone, young and old, to have the opportunities to learn about this amazing person called Jesus, who was gentle but powerful, who was so loving that he sacrificed himself. And so we hope that you'll be back after the summer break, once it comes. I know the Boys Brigade are running for a wee bit longer, but come back because we want you to continue on that journey of learning about Jesus and growing in all the other ways of life as well. But you know, you don't have to wait till after summer. We have a Sunday groups here, and we'd love to see you and your families back amongst us, and all learning across all ages to learn together about this amazing Jesus. And so maybe come along next Sunday for our Easter family service if you're around, if you're not away for holiday. Come and hear more about this amazing Jesus who's alive even now.